972-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Some saints express more love to others in the body than to God. Now, I'm going to say it again and again. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to love others, to do for others, to be generous, to be kind, not to be ornery, you know, impatient and all that stuff, but to be kind. But why is it that saints express more love to others than to God? Could it be that God the Father is, again, just an acquaintance and not an intimate friend? There's no real intimacy. Yeah, you pray. Yeah, you read. Yeah, you do all that stuff. I feel it's going deeper. I feel the submarine starting to go down. We do all the stuff. We do all the stuff right. We do everything that's required of. But is that intimate relationship there? Is there a real intimacy? You know, husbands and wives, no intimacy. Into me, see, where there's nothing hidden, where God can come and talk and feel comfortable around you. He's not, see, some think that anytime God's talking to him, he's always making a demand on him. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I want you to give that. I demand. How will we ever know him intimately? You don't want to be around nobody always making you do something. Am I right? God's not like that. You want to be around people you feel comfortable around sometimes. You're not scared they're going to say something to. Could it be that he's only your acquaintance and not your intimate friend? You know, acquaintances, we all have acquaintances. You know, a certain measure of trust you have for them. You kind of know them. You know, you may even like them. You may do certain things with them, but they're acquaintances. And then you have a circle, perhaps, of intimate friends, people you hold very close to your heart. They're different. They're different. Those that you can perhaps talk to, that you can't talk to everybody like that. Because everybody ain't going to see you right. You know, you don't want to hang your dirty laundry out to everybody. You don't want to cry on everybody's shoulder. But they're those that are intimate. Not just acquaintances. Could it be God's only an acquaintance and not an intimate friend? Many call God Father, but few personally minister love to Jesus. Now remember it's in Isaiah where it says that Jesus was called Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful, Everlasting Father. And you know, there's a doctrine that they adopt, well, there's only one, you know, but it's not. Jesus was the full expression of who the Father was. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Okay, so Jesus is that intermediate, that advocate, that one that has come. Now, many call God Father, but few personally minister love to Jesus. Let me give you three ways we can minister unto Jesus. Excuse me, which I think is very important to bring us into a deeper realm of that hidden place in him, that place of assurance. If you give me Luke chapter 7, verse 38. Now, this is Mary that came into a forbidden place, in a room with Pharisees. She was a woman, and the society and culture did not allow her among these men. And for her to let her hair down there was really taboo. But she broke all the rules. Come on, I said she broke all the rules. Because she was not concerned with the status quo or society. She wasn't concerned with what people thought about her. You know, Mary Magdalene, there were seven devils that were cast out of her. Jesus cast out seven devils out of her. She had something to be grateful for. She had, you know, they that are forgiven much tend to have a greater capacity to love versus those that tend to lean toward entitlement, like God owes you something. Amen. Those that come, you know, and this is not a slight on somebody that has lived a clean life. Thank God for that. That was his grace too. But this woman had seven devils cast out of her, and she was not satisfied with just the norm. There was something about her that was going on in her that nothing could quench except she got close to him. Except she honored him. Except she made time, and she crossed all these barriers, tore down all these walls, came in while they were sitting at dinner. Pharisees, the high religious folk, had a, or in one case had an alabaster box of ointment that cost a year's wage. Everything she'd worked for 1 year. Think about it more. Have any of us ever given Jesus what would have cost us working for a full year? Mary, something's going on so deep inside of her. She was one that was at the cross as well. She was always there. There was something driving her. Can you get it back up there for me? She got into the room and stood at his feet behind him, weeping. And began to wash his feet with tears. And did wipe them with the hairs of her head. And kissed his feet. And anointed them with the ointment. This is Mary. Crossed all the lines. Brought that was extravagant. It wasn't the norm. That box of ointment, you know, when they broke the seal and she anointed him, that fragrance was for the anointing of his burial, in essence. And it stayed a strong perfume type of ointment, stayed on him. It stayed with him. As a matter of fact, I liken it to be when Jesus was on the cross. And yet he was dying. And he took a deep breath. He could smell the fragrance of a worshiper. See, our acquaintance with God has to go deeper. We can no longer just be acquainted with God and acquainted with church. We must become worshipers. It's good to do good. Do good. Whatever our hand finds to do, do it as unto the Lord. But there's something deeper, something much stronger, something of much greater value, the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord thy God, amen, with all your heart. That equates into a lot of things that, you know, question with no condemnation, but how much time do you spend with him? And in the time that you spend with him, are you reading about him? Or are you talking to him? Are you just doing things for him? Or are you allowing what's in you to flow out of you? There's a difference. Amen. Are we just acquainted with him tonight? I mean, even with our tithe, our offering, those are wonderful things. But how well do we know him? How much do we personally minister to him? We minister for the Lord. We work for the Lord. But how many of us actually minister to the Lord? You know, people get tired after a few thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Let me get to work. I had my 5-minute praise party. I'm not being a little facetious there, but you understand what I mean? We're ministering for the Lord. We go through the routines. I prayed. I read. I confessed. But you still feel like something missing. Do you know anytime we touch him, really touch him, it's like a period to put at the end of the sentence, a completion. You feel complete. You're in the moment. It is well. You're not guessing. You're not struggling in your mind. Can you get that verse back up for me? The same one, that Mary. She stood at his feet behind him, weeping, weeping. How many know it's not wrong for a man, it's not unmanly for a man to cry? She stood at his feet, weeping. See, this is an indication of a deep well. She stood at the back, she came in, she stood there weeping and began to wash his feet with the tears. Imagine that. That was the house he went into where they didn't offer him a basin to wash his feet. They were there to deride him. They didn't call him rabbi, they called him teacher. They got him to dinner, now they were going to cross-examine. Now they were going to, you know, do their thing with him. But here comes a worshiper. They didn't wash his feet. See, you know, they walk paths that donkeys, horses, you know, you ever followed a parade with horses in it? It don't take too long. You better watch your step. And they had sandals too. I'm certain they didn't have street sweepers. Nobody going on. Them paths were trodden day after day after day. Stuff was just packed. And they wore sandals. That's why any time they entered the house, they would put out a basin, and the servants would wash their feet. But going into these Pharisees' house, they were after Jesus. They wanted to ridicule. They wanted to corner him. They had plans. They didn't even wash his feet, offer to wash his feet. But yet he went. Look at God. God had somebody following close behind that wasn't after what he offered, but was after him. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.